Sorry, the screen froze again, Morgan said, flashing an apologetic smile at new puppy clients Jared and Allison Lerner. Their white and tan mixed-breed pup was latched onto the bottom of her jeans and was tugging away, making adorable little growling noises. Morgan had already managed to accidentally piss the guy off by being 5 minutes late to their appointment, and the technical difficulties weren't helping. Moving from paper records to tablets was one of the many changes implemented when the former practice owner, Dr. Simmons, sold his business to a huge veterinary consolidator. The upgrade to paperless records had seemed like a good idea when it was rolled out, but the confusing and glitchy system was yet another headache that Morgan and her colleagues didn't have time for. The device didn't show any signs of life, so Morgan squatted down on the chipped tile floor, placed the useless tablet down next to her, then reached out to pet the pup, wearing a genuine smile. She felt her whole body relax when the puppy turned crescent-shaped with glee and wiggled into her palm. She wished she could inject the furry oxytocin hit into her veins like a junkie. Thank God for puppies. Bailey is absolutely adorable.
Yeah, Jared laughed. Good thing, because she's a pain in the ass.
Stop, Allison said softly as she swatted him on the shoulder. Morgan ignored the comment and started quickly cataloging the little dog's health and temperament as she petted her, running her fingertips along the pup's body from her ears to paws and taking note of how she reacted to the handling. She had about 2 minutes for the get-to-know-you pleasantries if she wanted to make up for lost time, especially since she had to worry about her productivity goals. Morgan looked down at the happily squirming puppy. We're going to have a good time, okay? The whoosh of the tablet booting up on the ground next to her startled Bailey, and the puppy dashed under a chair. I guess someone is a little nervous, Morgan said, glancing at the couple. She sat down on the ground, crossed her legs, and peered at the puppy. Hey, Bailey, we'll take it nice and slow, my little friend. Bailey came out with her head held low, but her rear end wiggling, and Morgan breathed a sigh of relief. She loved an easy patient that was all about wags and kisses and would be reluctant to leave her when the exam was over. And when it came to the other side of the table, she needed pet parents who were eager to take her advice on the importance of socializing their nervous puppy in order to prevent a lifetime of fear responses and stressful exams. "Let's get your weight, little one," Morgan said as she reached over to pick Bailey up. The puppy immediately threw her head back and started biting Morgan's hand with needle-sharp teeth.
Uh-oh, Jared laughed. Looks like she hates the mean vet lady already. Get her, Bailey, before she grabs the thermometer.
Morgan plastered a less genuine smile on her face as she expertly maneuvered to avoid punctures on her already bruised hands. No, this is totally normal. Nipping and play-biting are common at this age. I have a great little booklet that describes the puppy stages you'll go through with Bailey. I'll make sure you get one before you leave. Does that cost extra? Allison asked, her eyes darting around the exam room as if searching for price tags. Nope, it's part of our new puppy packet. All of our clients get them. Morgan zeroed out the exam scale, then placed Bailey on it. Her weight looks good.
Hey, Morgan, got a question for you,
Jared boomed, crossing one leg over the other in a way that seemed to take up half the space in the small room. Seriously? Morgan? She took a second to compose herself before turning away from Bailey to face Jared. Of course, I'm happy to answer all of your questions, but you can call me Dr. Pierce. She forced herself to smile widely, hoping it would blunt her words. She didn't want to piss off new clients, but she wasn't about to let him ignore her hard-earned title. She always endured the sweeties and honeys from senior citizens without comment, but she wouldn't stand for the insecure manspreaders flexing on her by using her first name. There was a reason why she was staring down $150,000 in student debt, and it was spelled DVM.
Oh, excuse me, Dr. Pierce,
Jared replied in a tone that made it clear he wasn't used to being corrected.
Anyway, about housebreaking. I caught Bailey pissing in our family room and I gave her a good smack. Was I also supposed to shove her nose in it? Because I remember my parents used to do that with our dog.
Deep breath. Count to five. pleasant expression, try not to murder him.